Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Lou Glaser, CEO of Michigan Future Incorporated. Michigan, no apostrophe, yes, Future Incorporated. And they are a catalyst for prosperity, a nonpartisan group that looks at Michigan's path ahead and tries to see if we're on the right track. And more often than not lately, it's been some depressing news. I'd like to bring Lou in. Hello, Lou. How are you?
Good, and you?
Just fine. Well, I guess there is no easy remedy. There's no prescription from any of these candidates. But how many of them are even talking about the kind of long-term change that is essential for this state to be what it can be?
So I guess, you know, I guess what I would say is probably to some degree all of them are, but none of them are emphasizing it. I mean, I think, you know, basically we're ending up with a political campaign where people are focused on, I think, sort of two things. One is what I describe as managing decline. It is sort of this notion of how do you balance the state budget, which is, it's almost as if you get the balance, that's the goal, rather than using the budget to sort of grow the economy. So that's sort of one theme out there, which I think is, you know, sort of pushed by a lot of anti-government sentiment at the moment. And then secondly, when people talk about the economy, they talk, I think the campaigns have been more about sort of this continued belief on the part of Michiganians that somehow or other we can recreate the old economy again, rather than sort of focused on the new economy. So at the moment, at least, the stuff that we think matters to Michigan's future and that we think is the lesson from around the country in terms of who's successful and who isn't is by and large not been a centerpiece of anybody's campaign.
Well, let's talk about what is necessary, what should happen, because as you suggest, it's a little late to put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yep. That's certainly our sense. So, look, the pattern across the country is simply as clear as can be. Actually, there's two patterns, one that we can't participate in. You've got a handful of states who are doing well because of high energy prices.
Mm-hmm.
So that's off the table for us. Everybody else that's doing well is doing well because they're making a transition to a knowledge economy.
Mm-hmm.
And in those states, the single common characteristic is that they've got a high proportion of adults with a four-year degree, basically concentrating in their big metropolitan areas because that's where college-educated adults and the knowledge economy is the strongest. And in those big metros, they have a central city that's vibrant with a substantial portion of its residents with a four-year degree. That's the recipe for success around the country, and we're just not participating at the moment.
With the largest city in Michigan, clearly Detroit, although
right.
Grand Rapids is growing in,
yep,
in many ways, is it possible for Michigan to meet that model?
Well, as we keep saying to folks, if we make it work without Detroit, and in our list we would basically say Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Lansing are sort of the three cities that really have to work. The one exception to big metros that are doing well in this transition are mid-sized metros with a major research university.
Mm-hmm.
So Lansing's got a chance. Madison's one of the more successful,
sure,
places around the country now. So anyways, but basically, if we do it without Detroit, we'll be the only place in the country that's done it without its central city working. So we'd sure rather not give up on Detroit while we also work on Grand Rapids and Lansing and secondarily Ann Arbor and Kalamazoo as well. The state's simply got to view Detroit as a potential asset rather than as this huge liability.
Sure. I think there are some people who keep waiting for amputation. They just hope,
exactly,
Detroit will go away, and
exactly,
that's not going to happen.
Exactly. You know, they prefer to be part of Canada. Well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Lou Glaser, CEO of Michigan Future Incorporated, and the third annual Progress Report, talking about Michigan's transition to a knowledge-based economy. Before you can make a transition, you have to have a realization of the importance of that.
Yep.
Do you think that has kicked in, Lou?
Yeah, so I still think we're someplace between denial and acceptance. I think there's a growing number of people, but certainly nowhere near enough,
mm-hmm,
who understand that going back is no longer a path. One of the things we did in this report for the first time is that we took a look at Metro Pittsburgh. We've been noticing, as we've been doing these reports, that Pittsburgh is now the 16th most prosperous metro area in the country. And I think there's a couple of interesting lessons to learn from Pittsburgh, not just for Metro Detroit, but really for the whole state. Pittsburgh is now back in terms of per capita income to where it was in its steel peak. So it's as prosperous today as it was in the mid-70s when it peaked. And then they completely lost the industry. But factory work has gone from 35% of their employment earnings to 13%. And what has happened is that they've made this transition. It took them about 25 years. They lost about 12% of their population. But now they are successful, and in the last couple of years have become a magnet for sort of college-educated professionals who are now moving to Pittsburgh.
If those numbers have gone from 35% to 13% in Pittsburgh,
right,
what have they done in the state of Michigan?
So we've gone through, well, the difference here, of course, that's a proportion. So,
right,
you know, their proportion. So we've collapsed. You know, obviously our manufacturing employment got cut in half for
right,
a decade.
Right.
It's just that the reason they've gone so far down, my guess is we're probably closer to 20% still, is because they've built the alternative. We haven't. So Pittsburgh is now in the top 15 in the country in concentration in the knowledge economy. Both Metro Detroit and Metro Grand Rapids are in the, Metro Detroit's in the mid-30s. Metro Grand Rapids out of 55 metros is 54th. So we've not made this transition yet.
That surprises me about Grand Rapids.
And Grand Rapids is the most concentrated metro in the country in factory work. So they really are still sort of anchored by the old economy. And because of that, they're in the bottom five in these big metros in per capita income. But the thing I was going to say about Pittsburgh back to your, have we accepted it yet,
yes,
is I've talked to folks in Pittsburgh. They've told me it took them sort of 10, 15 years after steel collapse before they finally gave up on it. So my guess is we've not gotten through that 10 or 15 years yet. But at some point we will, and then my hope is at that point we will begin to work a lot. We'll have candidates, chambers of commerce, business leadership organization, all focused on this transition rather than today when we've got really a foot in both camps at best.
Well, people are not going to stop driving automobiles. Obviously,
right,
the numbers here have shifted downward significantly.
Yep.
Barack Obama in the state today
yep,
making a presentation at Chrysler plant, and I guess he drove a Volt and
yep,
talked about that a little bit. We know Ford is doing pretty well, but
yep,
I guess the key is, as you say, taking this knowledge-based economy and applying it in ways like we talk about the battery plant and some other offshoots
exactly,
for the 21st century.
Exactly. So what is sort of declining and is not, in proportional terms, not going to rise again is the number of people who work in factories.
Right.
It's about 10% of the country's economy. Now, it's not growing. I mean, you know this in Lansing better than anybody else,
yeah,
where, you know, you went from auto plants that used to employ 4,000 and now employ 1,000 to make the same number of cars. That's
right,
not changing.
Right.
The part of the auto economy that can grow here is the knowledge part. It's both the pre- and post-production work, and that is a growth industry, and that's something that we should be spending time on. So it's not making the batteries, although there's nothing wrong with making the batteries. Most of the jobs are going to be in the engineering, the design, the research,
mm-hmm,
the marketing, the sales, the services. That's the growth area.
Lou Glaser, CEO of Michigan Future Incorporated, our guest, third annual progress report in terms of a knowledge-based economy. I guess the bottom line in just about everything we've talked about is that communities, states that invest in education show the results, and those that do not pay for it.
So of the top 10 states in college adult, proportion of college adults, 9 are in the top 12 in income. I mean, it's almost like end of story, and Michigan's
yeah,
fundamental problem is we're 34th.
Yeah. There has to be a commitment And there has to be the resources to change those numbers for Michigan to be what it can be and what it once was.
Exactly.
Well, if you could do one thing, if you had one recommendation for the new governor of the state of Michigan, Lou, what would it be?
Yeah, so that's really hard for us. So if I can only pick one thing, it would be invest in our higher education institutions. They really are the thing that I can't understand is in the 20th century, when it really did not matter economically, we built one of the best higher ed systems on the planet.
Right.
This decade, when it matters, when it does matter to the economy, we systematically disinvested in it. It just doesn't make any sense.
And we have to be sure that the people who come through, the outstanding young future professionals, stick around.
And I think, you know, I'm sure that you've been talking about it, this sort of Kiplinger report that Lansing is one. That's the kind of asset that hopefully the Lansing metro area will really latch onto and make sort of a centerpiece of its strategy going forward, which is, because ultimately where the young people, young talented people decide to live is what's going to determine whether your region's successful or not.
Well, if the Lansing area doesn't seize this and expand upon it, then there's no hope.
I agree.
All right. Lou Glaser, our guest, CEO of Michigan Future Incorporated. Lou, thanks so much. We'll check with you later in the year.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Bernie Porn, a pollster from Epic MRA. And we chatted with him briefly about some Democratic numbers earlier this week, but now these Republican numbers, really interesting stuff as we get into the final days before the primary election. We'll be back with Bernie Porn in just a moment. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.